Hi, welcome to church. A ridiculously attractive blonde girl is grinning at me with straight white teeth and I'm awkward and taken aback. And I think I whisper thanks because this isn't like a retail smile. This is a best friends forever, I genuinely care about your well-being smile. We're walking through the entrance and there's a procession of attractive hipsters. Same smile, same line. Everyone is so fucking perky. It's the furthest cry from Sunday Mass with Nan and G when I was a preteen with braces, making excuses to go to the toilet during the rite of peace because I couldn't bear to have sweaty, wrinkled hands grip me and say, "Peace be with you." My brother Andrew and I sitting awkwardly in the pew during the communion because we couldn't possibly eat the body of Christ, not being baptized and all. My friend from work, JD, is holding my hand. It's nice and soft and non-sweaty. She has strawberry blonde hair that's always tied in a long braid, and I follow that messy braid through the entrance, afraid of making eye contact with anyone. I'm breathing through my mouth, chest a little tight. Is this the worst idea I've ever had? JD never wears any makeup. She's pure, and she can get away with it. Naturally thick, dark lashes and clear, slightly freckled skin. Big eyes, big smile, open heart. She looks like a fucking bluebird, helps her dress in the morning. Moved to Newcastle for this church, for Mercy Grace, because she followed their Instagram and fell in love with who she thought she could be there. They didn't have a church like this back home in the country, she says. Lives with her auntie and uncle, sleeps in a single bed. Her cousin got sick last year, moved away, so JD moved here to keep them company, she says. Reckons she's always loved Newcastle. She has a degree in IT but loves working in hospo and volunteering at the church because people are amazing, she says. We've shared cups of tea on that single bed talking about life. Not as much since Kick and Lux came into my life, though. I didn't know JD was churchy when she first started at the cafe. She seemed nice, funny, normal, pure, not preachy. And it's not like she talked about it much with me. Happy to answer my questions, didn't force her beliefs on anyone. Not like those suited dudes at the beach handing out pamphlets or the women in long skirts holding hand-painted signs outside the clinic, the door knockers. Not like my nan, rosary beads and Hail Mary every night. But then a few days ago she invited me here. Just dropped it into the conversation like a petal on the water. I was making coffees, she was running them to tables in the morning rush, and then suddenly she says, really casual, "You should come to church with me." It was in response to something I'd said, something that made her laugh. She laughed again when she saw my face, explained that her good friend had just been chosen for the band that performs at the Sunday Arvo service. "I'd love it," she said. "They're so good," she said. I just thought she was super friendly, welcoming. But now that I'm here with all these other people who look just like her, I wonder if I got it all wrong. Maybe she thinks I need saving. Do I need saving? Hi, welcome to church. All I'm thinking is, they know, that I'm a hedonist who fucks girls and boys and drinks and smokes and broke someone's heart because I didn't know who I wanted to be. JD smiles as she walks through the entrance, shoulders relaxed and a bounce in her step. She's still holding my hand. "This is her home. She's one of them, so surely it can't be that bad," said the girl to herself at the gates of hell. At least I know Mace won't be here, even though my body still craves him. We enter the nightclub. Yep, dark walls, strobe lights, church by day, club by night. There's a stage, a standing area in front of it, then tiered seating that looks like it's been wheeled in. Hipsters, musicians, the obviously cool people crowd in the standing area. I recognise them from social media. I recognise their children. Lights are dim, music pumping, electronic stuff. Young mothers with babies in their arms, huge headphones over their ears, looking a bit like aliens or oversized flies. Poor little fuckers, with no idea what they've been born into. When we take our seats, JD holds my hand again, smiling and waving to people, introducing me to those who stop for a chat. They don't all have her lovingly open eyes. Most are cautious, a bit reserved, like in-laws meeting in-laws. They're thinking, does this person belong in my family? I'm thinking, do they recognize me from the clinic this morning? The lights go down, cheers roar, stage lights scream for attention. A few musos run onto the stage like rock stars, eyes closed, big smiles, arms outstretched, just like every other person in the room. I stand too, not sure whether to look around or stare straight ahead. Then the music starts and everyone is singing or mouthing the words like it's fucking Bon Jovi, words up on the screen. A giant pink neon cross illuminates us all from above. I don't catch all the words in the song. Jesus that, save this, love that. Jumping and dancing and arms up and holding each other, JD doesn't have my hand anymore. Hers are clasped tight under her chin, her eyes shining. To be honest, it's hard not to move to the music, but I feel stiff, like two sides of myself are battling it out for dominance. My head nods out of time, like I've never danced in my life.